This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. At this hour, Spain's deputy prime minister has just begun a press conference rolling out a new 2013 budget. It has been somewhat delayed. We've been waiting for it most of the morning. Reporter Christopher Wirth has been staking it out as well, and he is in Madrid in front of the Spanish parliament. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Jeff.
So what budget cuts is the Spanish government expected to roll out?
The government plans to cut spending on all government agencies. So that's money Spain spends on agriculture and culture, for example. And it's going to freeze wages for public sector employees. Now, it did this last year. It's going to do this again. And the government has stopped hiring new workers. And it could also try to raise a little bit more revenue by taxing financial transactions and greenhouse gases.
And how's all that going over there in Spain?
Well, there were big protests last night and the day before. The police barricades are still up. They have opened up passage to cars and things like that, but there are riot squads standing by ready to close them at any minute. And I spoke with Rodrigo Jimenez. He was out protesting against the cuts that Spain is making. And he says it's the wrong people who are paying for this crisis.
All the fault is of the banks, of the people with lots of money, corruption. In Spain, there's a lot of corruption. But the politicians, they are not worrying about the Spanish people.
And the other thing in the mix, Christopher, is that Spain could be simultaneously preparing to ask for a bailout from the European Central Bank. How does that fit in here?
That's right. I think what we see here is Spain in doing this budget and making these cuts is trying to save face and avoid taking a bailout from its European neighbors. Now, you might say that sounds like national pride, but actually right now the Spanish government, it's the Spanish government that decides what gets cut and what doesn't. Under a bailout, it would be the EU and the International Monetary Fund that then makes those calls. And what they decide to cut could be even worse than what the Spanish government has done.
Reporter Christopher Wirth in Madrid. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.